You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Doug Pound, be sure to tune into News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, to watch every Browns preseason game this season. Coverage for tonight's game begins at 7 with the premiere episode of Building the Browns. Then you got the pregame show. Then you got All the Call. Mike Patrick and Solomon Wilcutts in the booth. Andy Baskin down on the sideline. I'll be on the radio call on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network from the sideline with Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon. So you can catch that on the radio if you can't catch the TV broadcast on the Browns' new TV home, WEWS News Channel 5. Phil Taylor is back with the Browns after an injury-riddled season and eager to get into business, making some plays, and he is featured right now in a player interview that was conducted after practice earlier this week.
You were out there today in 11-on-11. Did it feel nice to take that back?
It feel good. You know, just we're taking it slow. You know, no need to rush back in there. Anything. We don't need any setbacks. So I'm just taking it a day at a time. You know, each day doing a little bit more every day. You know,
is it feeling better then?
Yeah, feeling better each day.
Do you think you'll play Thursday in the preseason?
We'll see. I mean, you know, we got a couple of days to them. So we're going to figure it out and see how this rest of this week goes, and we'll see.
Is that a good big step to be in there back again with, you know, in team?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know I would be back. But like I said, there's no need to, you know, rush back and have a, you know, setback. You know, so we're being careful, you know, taking it slow and, you know, a day at a time.
To see, you know, you know, rotating in there, and then, you know, Danny coming on in. I mean, the two of you guys in there will be a load for teams to handle during a game, won't you?
Oh, yeah. We already talked about it. You know, Danny is a great rookie, you know, great guy. He has energy. It just brings a different type of player to the D-line. You know, we love Danny. We all embracing him, his attitude. You know, he got that motor. He's kind of like the big version of Rube. You know, he has that motor, and, you know, we miss Rube, but, you know, Danny's, I mean, he got some shoes to fill, but he'll do it.
What did you think when he crushed Moore on the sideline the other day?
It was amazing, amazing. I was like, hey, that's what we need. You know, a big guy, a lot of people don't think 345-pound-plus guys can't run to the ball, but, you know, they're wrong.
Yeah. Now, and I've seen him in there sometimes kind of shedding Alex Mack and, mm-hmm. and whatnot, and now you're going to be in there some against Alex Mack, too. Do you kind of feel for Alex, though? He's coming off an injury in the same way you are. You probably he might not be 100% full go either right now.
I think Alex is 100% full go because he participated in mini camp and things like that. But, you know, Alex has been doing good. I mean, he seems pretty healthy to me when it comes to, you know, run blocking and pass blocking and things like that.
Yeah.
And I think Danny going up against Alex is, you know, Alex is a Pro Bowl guy, so going up against him is great work, you know, to get him prepared for the games.
I mean, don't you think that, you know, with the defensive line that you guys have and however the rotation goes, you guys are going to be tough to handle.
Yeah. I mean, this defensive line is probably the best I've seen since I've been here, you know, depth-wise, you know. And we got guys after guys after guys that can come in and, you know, won't miss a beat. We just hope that, you know, the fans can clap for the defense as well. You know, it's one-sided out here. It seems like we only hear clapping if the offenses catch the pass.
Really?
Yeah. It sucks.
Do you like being in the middle?
Yeah. I mean, I like to play all over because, you know, Coach Weaver, he tells us to learn all the positions, so, you know, he never knows where he's going to, you know, put us in.
Mm-hmm. And so are you on your schedule? Is this sort of a schedule that you kind of have yourself on that, you know, team today at some point maybe get in the game? Are you on schedule?
Yeah, we're just taking it step by step. At first I was just doing individuals and, you know, some half line work and things like that, and, you know, just progress every day.
How excited are you to, like, actually really get in there and start hitting some people again?
Oh, I mean, I'm really excited. Today was the most I've did so far, so, I mean, it was awesome.
Phil, what's the offseason been like? You've been here a lot just with the rehab. How maybe grueling was that just to get back to it?
Cleveland will be my forever home if I'm here, you know, next year or not, you know. But I stayed up here the whole time, didn't go anywhere. You know, I love it in Cleveland, so you know, off season wasn't too bad. Just coming up here doing rehab and stuff every day, and, you know, going back home to spend time with my family.
Does that put any undue pressure on you in any way to have a certain kind of a year, knowing that it is kind of a contract type of year?
Well, I mean, for anybody it is, but at the same time, you know, God has a plan, and, you know, He's going to work things out. You know, I'm going to just go out there and give 100% every play.
That's Phil Taylor, a guy right now listed atop the depth chart. What would you expect to see from him tonight against the Redskins? How much would you expect to see Phil Taylor play? We know he's been kind of eased back into things. And do you think that he's a guy who might be on the bubble?
Yes, technically, kind of, sort of. I really don't know. What to answer your first question, I would expect 5 to 7 reps for him. As I mentioned just with Joe Hayden, some of them could be a run, some of them could be a pass. What I expect to see from Phil Taylor is I want to see the energy with which he plays at. The greatest template for that was when he came back after being banged up with injury, out for a few games against the Cincinnati Bengals up in Cincinnati. I believe he played 19 reps. You would have thought he played 90 because of how productive he was in those 19 reps in the dominance that helped lead the Cleveland Browns to victory. So I want to see a flash of that. Whether he's given the opportunity because of the circumstances of it being early in a preseason game and that feel them out kind of mentality that both teams, I'm sure, will have, that I don't know. But I want to see him go in, get a burst, get out, just like I would with other vets. And is he on the bubble? I say yes, only because of how good everyone is becoming around him. With we know now what we're going to get out of Ishmael Kitchen because of the significance that he played defensively last year in his role because of Ataba Rubin's injury, because of Phil Taylor's injury. And I think if he can grow, he's a much cheaper player than Phil Taylor. You now have Danny Shelton. Do you need three noses? That I don't know.
He's due $5.5 million of guaranteed.
Guaranteed. And that's why, and some people might just, you know, take a Sharpie marker and draw his name on the board and not use the dry eraser. But with the cap space that we have, ultimately, you're saving money at the position and hindering yourself from having to the debate of, do we sign him to a long-term deal or do we not? So I wouldn't mind keeping Phil Taylor on a one-year prove-it deal for $5 million bucks. Play your way to stay at Cleveland Brown.
It's exactly what it is. By the way, as the saga continues, Rex Ryan, by the way, yesterday, we didn't even get to talk about this. Rex Ryan signing ick after we went off the air yesterday. I wish I could have bet on that in Las Vegas. It was a home run. It was a slam dunk. And he will have a press conference today at 3:30 to issue a statement at the Bills Training Center in Rochester.
I thought it was great. I think it's the greatest smack in the face to his former employer, the New York Jets. And more so than anything, and we see this a lot once the season actually starts, when players start to get released and signed by other teams throughout the National Football League, is in some cases, this could be Ick cluing in Rex Ryan and his staff into what the New York Jets are doing offensively, defensively, their terminology, you know, trying to steal as much information as possible, just beyond it being, you know, a media ploy or a slap in the face to his former employer.
It is going to be so much fun. Rex, you know how giddy he was that he got to do this?
Yes.
And now the report comes out today that he was considering trading for Geno Smith with the Bills. I mean, so much of this is just so, it's just too funny. It is too funny. All right. When we come back, Don Banks will be with us from Sports Illustrated. Recently sat down with Mike Pettine after training camp practice on Tuesday. We'll get his take on the Browns, Mike Pettine, where this team is headed, and what he's looking for tonight in the preseason opener when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.